Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. We humbly bow before you and we ask for your forgiveness. Me personally, Father, for my sins, more for my doubting, for my lack of staying connected with you as I should. And as a nation, Father, for the sins of this nation, help us as your people, your remnant, to be a beacon in this nation and to put a stop to some of the things that are going on. I pray, Father, today is a day of remembrance here, and I know that you are always with us. I ask for the comfort of those who are hurting, those families who lost loved ones. I pray for them. And we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy and your love for each and every one of us. Thank you. We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We ask, Father, for your protection on this day and every day. We ask that you put your hedge of protection around our president. Make him aware of those who are around him that are his friends and those who are on his that are his enemies. Guard him. Guide him. Give us, your people, a boldness and a courage to be your beacon and the wisdom to know when to speak up and when to be silent. Father, we come to you each morning here, and I pray that my listeners come to you every day, and that I do, beyond this hour, that you can make a difference in our lives, and we can make a difference in this world because of you. For these times are troubling, and it is for such a time as this that I believe you have placed me here. And I ask that you will bless me as I try to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. I received a tribute this morning from the Patriot Ordnance Factory. We haven't heard from them for a while. Remember, their owner was suddenly killed last year in a car wreck. And his family has taken on the business. But they sent this out this morning. And it's a tribute, and I want to read it to you. September 11, 2001, a day where cowardice and hate was brought to the shores of the United States. A day where blood was shed on our soil, in our offices, and on our streets. A day where many stepped up to the plate and became first responders, leaders, and heroes. It is easy to look at the negative today, to weep for the lost, and to hate those who executed this attack. What if those who gave their lives want us to celebrate? What if they want us to cherish their memory and put positive focus on those who stepped up to the plate, grabbed a mask, and ran into those burning buildings? What if those who we lost would rather we give thanks for the hundreds of thousands of young men and women who, after seeing the events of 9/11, answered a call to serve this great nation as police officers, firefighters, or active duty military personnel? Have you ever thought that maybe those we lost would want us to remember to embrace the idea of patriotism and rally around that subject? He says, today we celebrate the lives of those who heard a call, stepped up, and truly defined the term patriot. You know, there are lots of things we could talk about. And I don't want to get into it as far as the questions that we still have around this day, 19 years ago. You know, this day is always remembered as that. But this day is a day to celebrate every day. Not because of the attack that took place in 2001, but because there are other things that have happened on this day. I have a grandson today that'll celebrate 16 years. He's going to go get his driver's license today. I celebrate with him. Let's take this a step further. Now, we're going to have a couple of guests today. We're going to have Keith Bansamer on in the second segment, and Daniel Turner will be on in the third segment. And my monologue that I have, or what I have written down for my memories today, my thoughts, they're going to go a little long. So I'm just going to kind of share part of it with you before we head into the break. But taking it a step further than what the Patriot Ordnance Factory did, in my head anyway, socialism is the 9/11 of today. All of us who are old enough remember exactly where we were that day, 19 years ago, when that attack took place. I can remember I called my mom, called him. I can remember my son called me, said, "Mom, what's going on?" I was working for Derry Brownfield. I was sitting at my desk. He was not quite on the air yet when this happened. It was a Tuesday. That I didn't remember. I had to look that up, I will confess. But most of us remember that day and the weeks that followed. And then things get a little blurry, Rudy. They kind of go back into the way things are. Your everyday life, and you forget what happened. But many didn't forget. And many never can forget. They lost their moms, they lost their dads, they lost their brothers, their sisters, their children. Firefighters ran into those buildings and they're suffering from the lung diseases that all that dust caused. They can't forget. You know, the old saying, life goes on, and it does. And so maybe the Patriot Ordnance Factory is correct. We should be celebrating for those. For those heroes that we have in this country. And in the last segment, I will address that. Those heroes today, they need us. Our firefighters, our police officers, our military, they need we the people. They don't need these politicians who are playing with their lives. They need you. They need me. And we need them. Socialism is the 9/11 of today. And we, the people, are the ones who need to recognize it and fight it. Yes, there are many unanswered questions about what happened 19 years ago on this day. But today I wonder of all the sacrifices, just like they said in the Patriot Ordnance Factory's comments. I wonder of all the sacrifices that were made after that day in defense of a nation under attack. What would those people say today if they looked out on our streets? So many joined up to fight an enemy, but those sacrifices seem to be ignored by the youth today who are seeking a way of life that is the opposite of what this nation has always said it represented. Freedom. Freedom was under attack 19 years ago today, or so we thought it was. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's worse today. We lost many Americans that day. That's not to be taken for granted. Let's honor them as being we the people and bring this nation back to a freedom and independent people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and as I promised you, we have Keith Bansomer here with us with My Patriot Supply. We're talking about Patriots today. Keith, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time, and that is my fault, although you didn't call me either. But I haven't stayed in touch, and that is my fault. And My Patriot Supply has been busy this year, haven't you?
Oh, my. Oh, my, have we been busy. And that's why you don't have to call here. You know, we're a company that helps people prepare for emergencies. And once COVID hits in February and March, and our daily orders went to 100 times above normal each and every day for a long period of time. You know, we've just had the head buried as an organization to try to help people, you know, contend with the emergency. I guess at that point it was react to the emergency, but also prepare for the future. And a lot has shifted in the last few months, Beth Ann.
Yes, it has. And, you know, winter's around the corner, too.
Oh, it certainly
is. I like to deny that, but it is around the corner. And we don't know what's going to happen, Keith.
I don't want to get into the
politics, and you probably don't either, but I don't know what's going to happen in November. And I fear, regardless of the outcome, that it's not going to be good in this nation. So I think people need to be prepared.
Absolutely. And that's what we hear with a lot of our customers right now is that they understand the importance of emergency preparedness for just many reasons. There's the natural disasters we talk about. There's winter that Absolutely. Happens. The hurricane, unfortunately, was just horrible in Louisiana that hit a couple weeks ago. It's been bumped off the news. Wildfires in the West that are cutting off supply chains and turning off power in Oregon, California. But it's mostly the uneasiness of not knowing what November's about. We've seen the civil unrest across the country. It depends on where you're at. I mean, some areas are fine. Other areas, things are cut off. You don't want to go to the store. Supply chains are broke. Stores are damaged. We've seen what quarantines do. We've seen what shortages do. There are still things they're very hard to find. Go find some treated lumber somewhere in the country. It's really hard to build a deck.
Oh yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
You know, so we just tell people the best thing to do is, you know, we love to eat every day. That's important. So, you know, prepare with a long-term food storage supply that lasts up to 25 years in your shelves. This is what we do now today because, you know, today's a good calm day. Let's remember disasters happen, of course, with 9/11 and the tragedy 19 years ago. Something could happen next hour. We just never know. It's been proven, you know, 2020, oh my gosh, what the year has taught us. So go ahead and make sure you and your family have a long-term emergency food supply in the home, standing at the ready. And, you know, it's something will happen in the next 25 years, you know, God forbid, but you're ready.
Well, and, you know, I have done a really bad job of advertising my page for My Patriot Supply. I'm just going to be quite honest with you and my audience. And, you know, about every day I say, oh, I needed to do that. So Beth was terrible about being prepared in that respect. But I do want to remind everyone that I do have a page, and My Patriot Supply will give me a little kick for the orders that you give them. And so you can go to my website and just click on My Patriot Supply. I've got their little logo and link there, or you can just type it in, preparewithbethann.com. That's preparewithbethann.com. How are you doing? I mean, I know you guys really had a trouble keeping up with the food and everything, but, you know, right now, even the water, I mean, everybody needs to take I'll say water right now because something happened in this town night before last, and they had water lines breaking all over the place. And so we're under a boil order.
Oh my.
So when we talk about water, it doesn't have to be a huge catastrophe. This will only last a short time, but what are you going to do about it? You know, my mother-in-law is elderly, and I told my husband, you go get some of our bottled water we've got and take it up there to your mom so she's got some water. So what would you suggest? I know you have a suggestion.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, and we hadn't talked about this in advance, and we do have water filtration as well. We have a brand of wonderful water products from AlexaPure, including what's a gravity-powered water filtration system called the AlexaPure Pro. Basic setup is you can pour 2 gallons of water into the top of it. There are filters in the unit that take out over 206 impurities, the leads, the arsenics, the stuff you don't want in the water. Right. And it's going to leave, a little over 2 gallons of drinkable water next hour. It takes about an hour to go through the gravity, so power can be off, and it'll give you drinkable water. And this works for boil orders. We use it during hurricanes, you know, because, you know, the power systems are out for hurricanes, and so they use that in the region. And because you mentioned it, you know, once we get done today, if I get about 15 minutes, I will add the AlexaPure Pro at a special price. I'm just making this up right now, but, I guess president of the company can do that. We'll do that for your listeners. We'll put the AlexaPure Pro on the site. You'll see, if you went to mypatriotsupply.com, you'll see I'll give Beth Band's listeners here $20 lower than what we're selling it on My Patriot Supply today.
You've got a substantial discount on that already.
We do, but we'll kick in a little more here. And the same thing with the food. If you go to mypatriotsupply.com today, you'll see that the 4-week emergency food supply is at $297. The special that we're allowing you right now and your listeners is $197. So there's a $100 savings that we're running right now for you and for our conversation today.
So it would be $77. How long do those filters last?
The filters last up to 5,000 gallons, and I have to clarify what that means. You throw swamp water in it, nothing's going to filter out the mud after a while. You might get a couple hundred gallons. That's fine. It works. It does that. But, you know, if I've got my tap water out of a city system, yeah, I might be taking out some chlorine or something that they throw in. And that's where you're going to get the up to 5,000 gallons. My household, I've got two college kids and my wife. We've been using the unit for almost 5 years now. I have to replace my filter about every 10 months. It'll just start to slow down because it's clogging. And I just always look at it, and I say, kids, you know, at least it clogged the filter. It's not clogging your body with the stuff that you don't want to be drinking.
Okay. Okay. But that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. It sounds like an excellent deal. So I want to remind everyone, it's mypatriotsupply.com, but you can go there by just going to preparewithbethann.com. I've got a page. And he's going to put that on there, but right now you need to go to his page for that, and it is on there. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, I'll have it at your
page. I see it on mine. It's on my page.
Your page. Yeah, the water will be there in 15 minutes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, being prepared, it covers so many different things. And the water is just one thing, and that, like I said, we're under a boil order right now because of all the water lines that broke. We don't know what happened. It had to be a pressure valve somewhere. Went crazy. But I felt sorry for the city guys. They were working all night and all day, and it started like at 10:30 at night, and so they were called out. But you've got elderly people. You've got people that can't get out that need something, and I think it's our duty to be prepared and ready, not just for ourselves, but for them as well.
It certainly is. It's a whole, and some people say it's a lifestyle. I say we do it all the time. You know, we prepare for our medical emergencies with medical insurance. We have jumper cables in our vehicles. We have smoke detectors in case a fire breaks out. You know, we save for retirement. We save for that rainy day. We are preparing all the time. So to have water filtration, to have food storage, to have a solar battery charger, you know, for your phones or for your flashlights, you know, things of that nature. Those are things that we do with My Patriot Supply that we have. And, you know, we just suggest every household, every individual, think for just a moment, if the power went out for 48 hours, what would you do? How would you cope? And that's, in most emergencies, the power does disappear. That's when you get the true test of, okay, what do I need? How am I going to get through this?
Absolutely. And, you know, my son has one of these water filters, and he keeps it on his kitchen counter all the time. And, you know, it's just something that I say, my son, I've got five of them. It's one of them. One of them that does that. And, you know, it's when you have families, you have to be ready. We used to live on the farm. And if the well went out, you were in trouble. You know, especially with you had a bunch of little kids running around. So it pays to be prepared, and you have to always think ahead. We have a phone number we could give, too. I want to give that. And it's 888-394-0964. That's 888-394-0964. We've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, certainly. So we just ask people to prepare ahead. You know, shipping's going to take a couple of weeks because everybody can't all order at once here, but we're packing food fresh today. We'll have it delivered to you, and it's just better now than waiting for November or dark winter.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're going to have you back on. We could talk a little bit more in length and keep reminding us of what we need to do, because there's all kinds of things to do to be prepared. Thank you, Keith, and you have a great weekend. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we're going to visit with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come.
Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I promised, we have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Beth Ann, I am great. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for letting me move back 15 minutes.
You're more than welcome. I'll tell you what, you made me make Rudy hop. I didn't hop because we had somebody in the third segment, and I made him switch with you.
Oh, thank you to that person for their flexibility.
Well, you're welcome. We got to please everybody. And you've been on the run a lot this week, so I wanted to hear from you. I wanted to know what's going on.
I have been on the run quite a bit. You know, the energy stuff is becoming more of an issue, which is very important. And it's important to the election. It's important to our security. So it's been good to see people paying attention to the potentially devastating bad policies of the Biden-Harris administration.
And I don't think people realize how bad it really is going to get. I don't consider myself a doom and gloomer, but with the atmosphere that I see in our nation today, I see that, you know, if we let socialism win in November, we're done. And I think they will make it the final blow. I think they're going to say, okay, no more guns. I think they're going to say no more energy independence. And I think they're going to start really chopping us up.
And energy independence has been downplayed by the activist leftist media.
Oh, yeah.
It's been tried to, like they're playing down the historic trade agreements, the historic peace agreements that this president has brokered. But energy independence is part of why these Arab peace agreements have been helpful or possible, because they have to come to the table. We don't need their oil and gas anymore. And not only that, the strength that this president has showed with NATO, with our allies, to say, you're going to start buying our oil and gas, right? When he told Angela Merkel, wait a second, you don't pay your NATO dues, but then you are buying gas from Russia. So we're paying more for your NATO security, and then you're not even buying our products. Who are you? Aren't you our friend, right? Aren't you our ally? And so energy independence has given us leverage to get some rogue allies in line, but also to get rogue nations in line and to keep our troops. We've had enough Iowa farm boys die in Kuwait that we don't have to do that anymore. And that is on the line, and it's scary to think that's on the line.
And you know, that was something in the Democrat National Convention. If you'd have listened to John Kerry, he was like begging us to get back in wars. I mean, it was just pathetic. But I watched something, and I assume maybe you've watched it or you will. It's Riding the Dragon. It's by Peter Schweitzer. And he's connecting these dots with Biden and China. And I always think of you. I always think of you, Daniel, because it was mentioning the rare earth minerals.
Yeah.
And the deals that they've made with some of these companies, with the government there. And
nobody wants us to go green more than China, because if Joe Biden wins and we pass this Green New Deal and we have to buy massive amounts of wind turbines and solar panels, A, we'll have the great electric grid that California is currently experiencing, and
it's really wonderful.
We'll be writing a blank check to China. And in the research we've done on this, and I have another report coming out next week, maybe we can talk about it next Friday. Even in that report, we show that great American companies like GE, they manufacture in China. Not everything. They have American plants, but they have a lot of Chinese plants. And Siemens, a great Spanish/Belgian company, the world's largest solar panel wind turbine producer, they manufacture in China. So even companies that aren't Chinese manufacture there. And when all of our electric grid is running on, or a bigger proportion of our electric grid is running on wind and solar, and then China says, oh, you need spare parts? Maybe we'll send them, maybe we won't. What's on the table, right? Well, you need more solar panels because these are broken down. When Hurricane Maria pours through Dallas, and you saw what they did to the wind turbines in Puerto Rico, knocked down every single one. They can't withstand a Category 5 hurricane. Your fossil fuel plant can withhold a Category 5 hurricane, but not a wind field. Not a solar field, then what happens when we call China and we say, hey, guys, we need all these replacement pieces? How bad do you want them? Right? What's on the line for us? Why are we in bed with a Chinese country? We never had trade deals like this with the Soviet Union. We never put anything in their hands. We just knew them as an evil empire because communism is evil. Why did we give all this power to China over us? It makes no sense.
You know, and in this movie, in this little documentary that Peter Schweitzer had done, he made a point that really impressed on me, or scared me, maybe I should say. But it's not just Biden. It's not just Hunter Biden. There's a whole family of them and others that are involved in these. And they kept starting different so-called companies. But they're not doing business with Chinese companies. They're doing business with the Chinese government, which is a huge difference. Yes. And if Biden gets elected, I have a question. If he gets elected, is AOC going to write a Green New Deal for China?
Yeah. I mean, they are the world's largest polluter. They are the world's largest ocean polluter, air polluter.
And China, if they got their Green New Deal, her Green New Deal, they would just rip it up and laugh, right? I spoke with some sources at the Department of the EPA, right, our American EPA, the Trump EPA, and they said, oh, no, China has an environmental protection agency similar to ours, except their agency's job is not to protect the environment. It's to make sure environmental disasters don't happen that can hurt the powers that be. If groundwater is polluted, we don't care about the people. We don't care about the groundwater. We care about the fact that this could make the local governor look bad and could cause an uprising. So protecting the environment is not their biggest issue. If Koreans tried to go to China, they would just get arrested and sent back to America.
I was going to say they might find AOC a special place to live over there like they do all the other people that just seem to disappear. It's crazy what's going on. And, you know, I really am. I know we chuckle a little bit about it, but I really am concerned about the future of this nation. And I'm not worried about climate change.
No, not at all. Not at all, but I am worried about what happens when you look at places like California. I am worried about what happens when the government starts to ration power. And I've gone on this tirade many times. I may have even done it with your show the other day. Last week, I don't think I did. But when the government of California rationed power, did Malibu get their power turned off? No. Did Hollywood Hills? No. Did Silicon Valley? No. Did that $5 billion Facebook round building that looks like a spaceship where all the evil in the world takes place happen? No. Did Zuckerberg, did Facebook, did Twitter, did any credit? No. It's the regular Joes, it's the regular working class people that were told, we are rationing your power. You powerless people that we can step on. We are not. You could tell Twitter right now, hey, Twitter, we're turning off your building for an hour to give these people some electricity. But Twitter's not going to have their power turned off. When the government is rationing power, they protect their friends, they protect their interests, and they give the screws to the average people because they are powerless.
Pelosi gets her ice cream and she gets her hair done. No one else is allowed to do that. But she's got those high-dollar refrigerators. I'm sure they're high-energy, you know, energy-efficient. But she's got those high-dollar refrigerator freezers and her special, special ice cream. And she goes and gets her hair done incognito. And that salon now, that salon owner is going to have to shut her business down.
And that's the future of socialized medicine. When it's all run by the state, you think Pelosi's going to wait in line like everyone else? We'll just jump to the front because I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Well, we could all get our face done like hers, I guess, and we could all claim to be Nancy. Oh, my goodness. I hear the music, Daniel. I can't wait to have you back next Friday. Thank you so much. You have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
God bless. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We come back. I'm going to give you my tribute or my thoughts on 9/11 and where we are today. Socialism is our 9/11 today, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I want to, not that we haven't been serious, we have been, but I want to go back to Keith Bansamer with My Patriot Supply. Excuse me, I got a little frog. My sinuses are not liking all this change in the weather. They don't like climate change. But he is offering a special with the water filter. And it is regularly $269.95. And he has it marked down to $199.95. But for you today, it'll be $179.95. And so you need to make that phone call, which I've already lost the phone number. But you can go on my website. Oh, here it is, 1-888-394-0964, and tell them Beth Ann with CSC Talk Radio. Tell them Beth Ann. 888-394-0964. Also, go to my website, CSCTalkRadio.com, and click on, you can visit any of my advertisers. Now, My Patriot Supply is what we call an affiliate advertising, like MyPillow. I don't get paid unless you buy their product. So you need to go there and look and see what you can get for your family. Winter's coming on. We don't know what the future's going to bring. I'm not trying to make a doom and gloom prediction of any kind here. I'm just saying be prepared. You never know when the water mains are going to start busting in town. So be prepared with your food and with your water. You know, I keep a stash of candles in a certain place. We know where they are. Your flashlights, make sure you've got your batteries. You just, You know, he mentioned, and this is something one of my sons actually wanted for Christmas one year, and that's the solar generator that will charge your cell phones and other things as well. And it's really not that expensive. I mean, when you stop and think about it, it does. So, and he has those on My Patriot Supply as well. Just let them know that you're coming to them through Beth Ann. 1-888-394-0964. Visit my website and click on My Patriot Supply, or just go to preparewithbethann.com. Preparewithbethann.com. Okay. I want to get back on to 9/11 today. I believe socialism is the 9/11 of today. Socialism that they're fighting for out there in the streets is the slavery they claim they abhor. I believe socialism is the 9/11 of today. Today we see an attack on this nation that is coined to be some sort of honorable protest. It is not. Americans have forgotten who we are. We are we the people, free and independent, supposedly. We are not subjects to the politicians who deem themselves to be kings in D.C. You know, the Nancy Pelosi's, they can go get her hair done, but you can't. How can we ignore who we are? Why did we stop taking pride in our freedom in America and our way of life? Are we so spoiled that we cannot see beyond ourselves? The NFL season began last night. Instead of taking a knee, with the exception of one or two, the Kansas City Chiefs players stood locked in arms. Their show of unity, they said, and it was their decision. I can handle that so much better than the taking of a knee in disrespect. I did note that the Texas team did not come out for the national anthem and stand in unity. If the statistics showed that there was truth in the accusations of the abuse as they have been told, I would be more supportive of this racist call out. But it isn't. It's not true. Why don't they know and understand that? Because they're not being told the truth. Yet we must realize, too, that the lies they're being fed, they're not being told the truth. And it's like us, you know, that's not true. But the prejudices, we need to realize those prejudices do still exist in the hearts of some people. But not in the whole of this nation. 2001, we had an attack from supposed outsiders. Outsiders we allowed into our country because we're so kind. Trained them. Today, our own people born here, are burning and looting and seizing cities for the name of racism, claiming that that this is reparations as they steal from the people in their own communities and burn out their businesses. And by the way, business owners are of all colors in these cities that they're doing this to. If we are to show unity, shouldn't we all be honest about the facts? If we're going to hate a nation, shouldn't we know the history and the facts? Not just bits and pieces of history. Don't just take one character and pick apart his life because he did something bad in his life. But look at the years of progress and growth. We've come a long way, baby. Maybe we still have a long way to go. But we're not going to get there by burning ourselves out. If we're going to hate a person such as they hate the Trump derangement, shouldn't we have a reason besides, oh, I just don't like him? I don't like what he does. I don't like what he says. I don't like what he tweets. Yeah, but what about the trade agreements? What about being energy independent now? What about those things? The attacks we're seeing today are more dangerous to our future than the attack of 9/11. 9/11 brought us to action. This is just tearing us apart. The attacks today are out of selfishness and emotions. Their anger is stirred by false information, we call it fake news, and the propaganda of situations that are not the norm. They're not the norm. They don't happen every day like Al Sharpton said. And as hideous as some of these things are, and they are, there are facts that we aren't allowed to know. Facts and truth that can calm the atmosphere. But it doesn't fit the political narrative of many. This atmosphere of unrest and hatred is the burning building of today. Will Americans rise up to the challenge and stand for truth? Because it is a crisis. The American way of life is under attack, just as it was 19 years ago. It is still outside sources attacking from within. Do you see the burning buildings? Our heroes are being told to let it burn. Our heroes are being told we're going to defund you. We're not going to pay you for what you're doing. Our heroes are being told we don't need you, but we do need them. And they need us. Our heroes need us today, America. Oh, we honor them for what they did back then, but what about today? Their way of life, their families, their jobs. It's time, America, that we stood up and did our duty for our heroes, for the future generations. Socialism is the 9/11 of today. Don't let AOC and any of them fool you. It's time you took a stand for truth, for God, for freedom, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.